And I learned Mike Vrabel was a great coach. He just got done winning the Super Bowl, came back to Columbus, and my twins and his son Tyler were about the same age. And he coached, I think, kindergarten football, and he talked to them the way he talks to these Browns players. And I was like, that guy's going to be a great coach. Yeah. Get your ass over. I mean, he was just like, in this politically correct style of coaching, mm-hmm. that guy is a football coach, even with kids.
Kirk Herbstreit. I knew he was going to be a good coach because he yelled at kids.
He cursed at five-year-olds. That's a football
coach. Let the kid know what's up. Push-ups.
wasn't that a Will Ferrell comedy?
Kicking and Screaming is like, an incredible movie, yes.
Just like yell at kids?
Yeah.
The whole, that's the bit?
Mike Ditka's in that.
Ditka's his assistant coach.
And he yells at kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Hey, good morning. The Steelers lost last night on Thursday Night Football. It is Football Friday here on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Seb's Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Jeremy and Joe, if you have a thought on the game last night, if it's good for the Bills' pursuit of the one seed, you might not like it for matchups in the first round if they don't get the one seed, or you might not think about that at all at this point. I kind of admit to not thinking about that. And more about just enjoying the Steelers losing games. I enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm just starting to broach thinking about like who they'd play, who I'd prefer they play, who I definitely don't want them to play. More than I mean they're only, especially last night, they were tied with the Steelers, right? Or they were half game up on the Steelers. But I just couldn't take the idea seriously the Steelers were going to catch the Bills in the standings. But I know that's wrong to do because they literally were tied with losses, at least. But I don't take Pittsburgh seriously enough to think, oh yeah, like I got to worry about dropping to the 3 or dropping to the 4. Like, to me, it feels like, and I bet the odds would represent this, that it's the 1 or the 2.
True or false? Bills fans don't take a team seriously unless that team has knocked them out of the playoffs. Because you take the Chiefs seriously, and you take the Bengals at 4-7 seriously.
Is it that, or is it that you've got to have a superhero quarterback?
Might be.
Because the Bills watch their guy now, and probably Bills fans probably feel like, well, I mean, look at this person put on his cape and drag us to wins every week, and that's the only way to win in the league, right? Isn't that? No, it's a combination. It's you always beat them. Isn't that part of the Dolphins' hate? Is, well, you can't win like that. You can't win with a quarterback like that. No. That doesn't work. That doesn't work that way. So that might be a big chunk of it, too. And Burrow, of course, with the Bengals, is the combination of they've beaten the Bills in the playoffs and the quarterback throws for 400 yards a game right now. So that would be... I don't want to disagree, though, with the idea that, you know, you got to beat them in the playoffs to really earn that. Like, does Baltimore have that right now? They haven't beat the Bills in the playoffs.
No, they have.
In fact, they are the opposite.
They have to overcome the Lamar playoff conversation.
Right, but wouldn't you also think they get respect from... do they get respect from Bills fans? I don't know.
Lamar does not. Derrick Henry does, I think is what I would say. Why do Bills fans... if you think that Baltimore is scary and is a bad matchup, isn't it because of Derrick Henry?
Which to me is crazy. Like, I know he went for 200 yards against them, but, like, come on. Sure. Right. I guess that is the reason.
He ran over their faces, and he has multiple times, whereas Lamar, before that game, the Bills are just fine against him. So, I have plenty of respect for the Ravens. 803-0550. I teased, by the way, and I didn't get to, there might be a game getting flexed into Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah. Which I didn't know was possible.
I didn't either. It looks like Chargers Broncos will be flexed into Thursday night, and
when,
like, Browns Bengals will be flexed off of Thursday night.
Okay, is that coming up like this week?
Yes,
a couple weeks.
It's kind of odd because I guess this has always been a possibility. And again, I've not seen any full reporting, but you've got a couple NFL sources out there indicating that December 19th, Browns at Bengals might come off of Prime Video, and Chargers Broncos would go in.
Okay. Which is a far better matchup, I would think. They will have stakes at that point in the year. And Cincinnati might be out of it, and Cleveland's already out of it. So, They're probably not happy about that, though, right? There would be no worse flex, I would think, for a team
than moving to a Thursday.
You're going to a Thursday game.
Eh,
if we still care about that the way that it sounded like players cared about that in the past couple of years.
You do get the mini bye on the other side of it.
Yeah.
And your next game, you have, you know, a week and a half. You have a break there.
They're not flexing the Simpsons game.
No.
That was confirmed yesterday, I saw, between the Cowboys and the Bengals. So, even though both those teams will be out of it at that point. Maybe the Bengals will be out of it. They're two games back, right? They are 4-7 on the year, and I believe the Chargers are sitting at 6-5. So, yeah, they're two games back. They do play the Broncos. So, that's the Week 17 game. So, they still have a game left against the Broncos. There's two teams that I saw that are in the race that have easier schedules, that play some bad teams. Cincinnati is one of them. Cincinnati still has Dallas left on their schedule. They have Tennessee left. They have that Cleveland game that you just mentioned. And then the other team is the Colts. The Colts, who are the eighth team right now in the conference, they, after playing Detroit, play New England, Denver, Tennessee, Giants, Jaguars. That's the end of their season. Like, the Colts are maybe a decent bet to squeak in the playoffs just because they don't play. They play the Lions. That's like it. Everybody else, they play pushovers down the stretch, and they could get in just because of who they play and because their division has been so bad.
803-0550. Question for you on Mahomes. I tweeted out this question. You can give us a call on this if you'd like as well. Because, you know, we're talking MVP a lot with Josh, and yesterday,
it's kind of a two-horse race right now in the odds.
Yeah, Josh and Lamar.
And then there's a huge drop, and then it's Goff.
Right. Mahomes not in the mix.
Nope.
Not necessarily having a good season. So I there's a lot of potential ways to ask this question, but one of the easiest ones is, who's the best quarterback in the NFL right now? Are you the kind of is anybody are there two kinds of people? The person that has to say Mahomes and the person that watches the sport and is able to say who's the best right now? Because it's not Mahomes right now.
I think those are the two types of people.
You
yes.
have to say it. Like, Tom Brady was not always the best quarterback in football.
Right.
He had years. I mean, Peyton Manning had more all pros than him. 7-2, maybe 7-3.
Something like that.
First team all pros. Manning was better in individual years. But we kind of live in a certain reality right now where it feels like you have to say Mahomes or else people are coming for you because, oh, well, we'll talk about it in January. Well, I mean, January, he might win the Super Bowl again because the Chiefs always win. Does that mean he has to be the best? He's certainly not playing like the best. And the way that I asked it on Twitter was, if there were a world golf ranking or tennis rankings, I don't even know how the formulas work, but if there were a world golf ranking of just quarterbacks, would Mahomes be the number one quarterback right now?
I think from what I know about how those usually work, he would not be, right? Because isn't it more about what you're doing that season?
It's not even just that. It's you're just pulling apart. Like, tennis and golf, you're not on a team. So right. they wouldn't say, like, well, your team won the Masters. Like, congratulations.
Right.
But how are you playing?
Right.
How is Mahomes playing? So I did a little bit to look into this. Like, his adjusted net yards per attempt, which is a specific stat, but I got to it because of one thing we talked about yesterday, which is him taking sacks. His adjusted net yards per attempt.
That is the adjustment, right? Is that sacks included.
Sacks and interceptions might be factored in somehow, but whatever. In 2018, he had the eighth best season of all time in that stat.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, it was the 19th best season of all time. In 2022, he had the 22nd best season of all time in this number. Like, he's playing like an all-time great at all times.
Yeah.
And then it dropped a bit to 200th. And then 48th. And this year, he's not even close. Like, not even top 300. His adjusted net yards per attempt is way down. It's kind of bad.
In part because he's taking sacks.
He's taking sacks.
Yeah.
He's throwing picks. And you kind of have, whether you think it's superstition or whatever it is, I'm not allowed to say he's not playing well because if he wins the Super Bowl, then I'm going to get called out on Old Takes Exposed and people will mock me for simply pointing out that it's pretty clear that right now, through this number of games in the season, he's not been close to the best quarterback in the league.
No.
But we kind of have to talk about him like he is.
We have to... What do we have to do? We have to give him that he's the... You almost have to sparse it, right? You have to splice it.
He's the greatest of right now?
He's the greatest quarterback in the world, and also he's not playing the best right now. You almost have to couch it by saying that, or you have to couch it the other way, where if somebody asks you, hey, who's the best quarterback right now? Who's the best quarterback in the world right now? And if you want to say Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, then it's almost like you're being disrespectful if you don't answer it with, well, Allen, but... Don't get me wrong. Mahomes is still the greatest. You know what I mean? Like you almost feel like you're doing it wrong, doing him dirty.
Yep.
If you don't include that, or if you don't include some point about how, well, like, oh, Allen's the best quarterback in the world right now, but we know what Mahomes does when he gets to the playoffs. All right. Well, he'll turn it on. He'll flip a switch when he gets to the playoffs, and maybe he will. By the way. But that's an assumption that he'll do something that he's not currently doing, which I think goes to the point of you don't think he's the best quarterback in the world right now. Or he's not playing. Again, it's kind of how you ask it. Is that matter too? If you ask it, who's the best quarterback in the world right now, does that answer have to be Mahomes versus who's playing the best?
Who's the best quarterback right now?
See, I really do think it matters how it's asked. Because the way you asked it there, part of me would else want to say Mahomes. Because now I'm just taking the totality of everything rather than just the season.
Now, there's ecosystem around him. Like, if I was to ask you one quarterback to win a game right now, would you pick Mahomes?
Oh, quarterback. Game for your life?
Right now, would you pick Mahomes? What percentage would?
99%.
Would it be the best pick? I mean, there's ecosystem. Like, I'm not here to tell you that if you dropped him in the Lions offense, it wouldn't be amazing. The Lions offense, right. You know, I'm not separating he's less talented than Jared Goff. But
sure.
At some point, can it just be okay to say that a guy that has been one of the best of all time isn't close to the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Right now, he's not. If you, though, see, I don't know what to do sometimes, how much usually I think I don't want to buy into it, but how much I want to buy into the idea of this guy above all others, like that question about how, you know, game for your life, like who you got to put in any quarterback you want, that, oh no, Mahomes has this special ability when a game is tight. That he's going to make the right decision, he's going to make the right play, that he doesn't care when the lights are brightest.
He's going to get his team to block a field goal.
He's going to... Right.
He's going to win a coin toss against the Bucs.
Right, yeah.
He's going to draw a penalty against the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have Isaiah Likely's foot come down out of bounds against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do those things.
You know, this season that really does point to, it's not even really him. At the end of games, even. I'm not even saying like for the whole thing. It's end of games.
Last season, he's going to have one of the best defenses in football in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. It sounds like I'm all over hating him, which is not the case. It's just...
Well, right now, he's not playing like the best quarterback in football. That's not disputable. It's not arguable.
This is kind of fun for me. Take out the words playing like and just say it that way. Right now, he's not the best quarterback in football.
For some reason, I have a tougher time saying that.
Right, I get it.
Right.
I was thinking about this yesterday as, you know, Allen's stats come up or Lamar's EPA per dropback. Well, Kyler Murray is having a better year than Patrick Mahomes. You can't say Kyler's better than Mahomes. It's almost like, to me, part of this whole conversation, and it's the LeBron and Jordaning of every single sports debate, or the Brady GOAT. Every conversation has to be about GOAT status. And we can't just say like, oh no, he's like the seventh best quarterback in football right now.
Yeah.
Because if you say that, well, what about the Super Bowls? What about this and that? Like, okay. His yards per attempt, he's got 15 touchdowns and 11 interceptions.
Well, there would also be for me, I would want to, and this wouldn't get to me answering that he's the best. I don't think. But there would be some context I'd want to add that he is proof right now of your ecosystem does matter.
Yes.
You can't just have, it doesn't matter who it is. It could even be Patrick Mahomes, but if you don't have the right pieces, if you don't have the right weapons around him, if you don't have the right offensive line in front of him, there is only so much even the best quarterback in the world could do, right? And he is proof of that right now. He does not have great weapons. He has especially the left side of his line, I guess. They're calling Donovan Smith, like, out of semi-retirement because they don't trust their left tackle right now. Like, he is proof of, if there are problems around you, he can't just overcome everything. You can't just overcome everything. We saw that up close and personal with Allen for the last couple of years that, hey, it didn't look always so perfect. It didn't look so clean all the time. And that wasn't the quarterback's fault. It was always, the receivers weren't that great. And Mahomes is living that life right now, and I think that is a lot of the reason why his numbers are the way they are.
A couple good tweets on this. David tweets in as we connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Mahomes and Rodgers are going to go down as two of the greatest of all time, but right now, no, neither deserves to be ranked high. Right, it's almost like there's a passage of time hint thing here. Who's a better quarterback, Rodgers or Allen?
Allen.
Not even close.
All right. Not even close.
Who had a better career?
Right now, Rodgers.
Right.
Yeah.
There's enough time passed since he won, which has been forever ago, that now I'm able to say, like, oh, no, Allen's better than Rodgers. Josh Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers. But I can't say that about Mahomes because he won last year.
Another comparable you could do to this is, like, the college football rankings a little bit. Like, if you were doing that right now, where would Mahomes rank? You're just doing the quarterbacks. He wouldn't be number one.
Yeah, there's a CFP.
But they're also, and two things could be true. Like, the way those work, if you follow along, like, how that always works, those big branded teams that have done it before, they always get the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
Alabama is always higher than they should be by a couple of spots, but it doesn't mean they're always going to be number one, right? If they lost two games, they might be fifth, and you say, oh, they should be ninth, but they're not first. That might be Mahomes a little bit right now, which is, if I were going to rank the quarterbacks right now, I might put him too high. But I probably would stop before putting him first or even second. I would definitely right now put Jackson and Allen above him.
803-0550. There are some superstitious fans that are very, very concerned right now that this conversation is going to be...
Well, this is...
This is the point. Like, if he starts playing like the best, you could say he's the best. But if he keeps playing like this, like he has played this year...
It's almost like the Super Bowl discussion a little bit the other day. Like, you don't... Some... don't even want to talk about it because they're afraid of, like, I'm going to will into existence some whatever that the Bills aren't going to make it now. I'm going to jinx them somehow because I'm even thinking these thoughts. And I feel like the same thing might be true of Mahomes. I don't want to disrespect that guy because then I know what's going to happen.
He's going to get me.
He's going to get me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he got you last year. He got us last year when we thought he wasn't having a great year and the offense was bad and they still found a way because, you know, when it comes right down to it, he's going to make sure that your linebackers are coming in off the street off of a bunch of injuries.
That happened not even just to the Bills, by the way. Do you remember that? It was the Dolphins didn't have either of their starting linebackers.
The Niners lost Dre Greenlaw in warmups in the Super Bowl.
Not even warmups. He was running onto the field. Yeah,
tore his ACL.
He was running onto the field for the first drive of the game, and I think he popped his Achilles.
Okay, that was Achilles.
Or Achilles or ACL, whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
Right, did he play two starting linebackers the whole playoffs last year? Okay, maybe he does just get lucky.
Hey, it's a football Friday. It's a bye week. You know, what are we doing? We're throwing shade at Mahomes. Not really. But I think it's a little bit. It needs to be okay to just say, like, nah, he's not the best quarterback right now.
It's deserved shade, maybe.
He's certainly at any time. Like, if you think about it like a golf tournament, you know, Scottie Scheffler doesn't have the world number one ranking. Doesn't mean what he does right now. But John Rahm loses the number one ranking. He could get it back. Just start playing a little bit better. That's kind of the crux of the question. If there were a world ranking system, would he be number one? Mo in New Jersey before the break. Hey, Mo.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's nice to call you on a bye week. Nothing to stress this week. Just want to chime in on this conversation real quick. And I have a comment from the game from this past Sunday. So, you know, I will always give Mahomes the benefit of the doubt, right, because of what he's accomplished to this point in his career. But when you take this season in a vacuum, he is not even close to the best quarterback in the AFC. And, you know, and like I don't want to sound stupid, but like in even his division, like, you know, Herbert is playing better. Bo Nix is playing out of his mind right now. But until they lose in the playoffs, he will always get the benefit of the doubt. I'll say Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, even Lamar Jackson over him right now. And that's, I wouldn't even blink saying that this season. And another thing is, I just want to point out, you know, I don't know how much social media you guys go on, but, like, you know, I checked, you know, certain social medias over the week. Any single time that run from Josh Allen comes on my feed, I stop and watch it. I've watched it over 100 times easily, maybe 200. And if you look at any of the comments, Patriot fans, Dolphin fans, they're saying, listen, you know, as much as I hate the Bills, in that moment, everybody was a Bills fan. And that run, I feel like galvanized the nation if you're not a Chiefs fan. And everybody became a Bills fan that day just for being the Chiefs. And I really hope it's not the climax of our season. I hope that we have more to come. But it feels so good just to see that, just to hear that, just to read that, you know, that we've gotten to this point where everybody hates the Chiefs as much as we do.
Yeah, thanks, Mo.
Yeah, there was the video of the Bengals and Chargers fans,
the Bills
celebrating when the Bills beat them.
That is that any different than we would celebrate if, well,
is it because the Chiefs though have just beaten all of these teams?
That's part of it. But if you're a Chargers fan, you're trying to win your division. I'm happy, and if I'm a Bengals fan, I probably just hate the Chiefs.
That's probably
they've got a big rivalry. They talk trash to each other.
That's probably right.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. Back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure, it feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
Jameis Winston, ahead of last night's win for the Browns in Cleveland, in the snow.
You got a fun Jameis game, right?
Yeah.
He had some crazy plays. He fumbled a couple times.
Yeah.
He lost your turnovers.
His earpiece out of his helmet, and it blocked his vision while he was throwing the two-point conversion.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I just saw it. It was, like, right in his left eye.
Jeremy and Joe, Josh Schmidt producing here as we take you through a football Friday. Bills on the bye week. So, one seed odds, New York Times playoff machine, the playoff probabilities. Of course, the Bills are going to make the playoffs. One seed odds, they list the Bills at 44% to get the one seed and Kansas City at 47%. It's really a heavy two-team race. Pittsburgh losing last night is big.
Yeah.
The Bills' chances got better. The Chiefs' chances got better as well because now the Chiefs are two games up on Pittsburgh. They still play Pittsburgh, but until Pittsburgh was two games back, the idea that Pittsburgh could beat the Chiefs and move past them was alive. Now they need Kansas City to lose another game at least just for that opportunity. So 44 to 47.
It's basically a coin flip.
Pretty close.
Yeah. And that would have been 1% for the Bills had they lost the game on Sunday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the Chiefs went from potentially 97% to get the one seed to now really in a fight for it at 47. It keeps the Chiefs honest. It keeps the Bills engaged, too, in this season to try and lock up that one seed.
It really is the only thing the Bills have not accomplished in the regular season. That's it. They've won the division every year. I guess if you want to include, like, individual stuff, like if you want to include Allen winning MVP, I guess you could. But, like, them winning the one seed is the only thing they haven't done. That's it. This used to be, like, about getting the Chiefs at home, right? Like, well, they haven't made it all the way through yet, but, you know, well, they haven't lost at home, or they haven't played the Chiefs at home, and then they played the Chiefs at home, and then that didn't work. So now it's like, well, the one other thing we haven't had in a playoff run is the benefit of that first round bye. So this is a pretty good opportunity, I think, that's the last thing you've not had going into a playoff run.
803-0550. I have a Let's Get Stupid sent in last night.
I mean, I'm into that.
You want to do?
I'm into that.
It's a Friday.
I'm into a Let's Get Stupid. Sure.
It's not snowing. It'd be better if it was, right? We all agree it would be better right now if it were snowing.
Well, it's rainy and 38 degrees out right now, so it would be, absolutely.
It'd be nicer.
This is the worst weather imaginable. I think the worst weather imaginable, unless it's like 90 mile per hour winds or something like that's, you know.
So last night, if you were watching that game, you got a snow game between the Steelers and the Browns. And it, yes, is aesthetically pleasing, right? Isn't it just better to watch a game like that? You get Browns, you get Steelers in Cleveland, flakes falling. I would say it was not a stupid snow game. It was still a football game. It just looked like, you know, when you go play with your family at the Turkey Bowl before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving dinner and it's snowing outside. It just made you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that's funny during the games like this, though, is early on, it was not really snowing that hard. And a broadcast will 100 times out of 100, what do? Shoot the lights. Make it look like it's snowing crazy hard. So they go up and they shoot the lights at the stadium. You see all this snow coming down. Then they cut back to the regular angle and you really can't see it. It doesn't look like it's snowing that hard. So had somebody tweet to me during this game with a pretty funny idea.
Okay.
We in the age that we get the yard lines superimposed on the field. Did you catch that during the game?
I did. They switched to that in the third quarter.
Yeah, once you couldn't see the yard lines, the yard markers and the numbers were digitally, or whatever, however you want to say it, put on the screen.
Yeah.
So you could see where the players were, even though people that were in the stands could not see those same yard lines.
Right.
And there was a really funny comment that someone wrote to me, which is, should broadcasts in the future digitally include snow to make it look better? Like, this game stinks. Let's make it snow on the broadcast. You want to watch this game on Amazon Snowcast?
Uh-huh. Coming to you live from Chargers Cardinals, where it started snowing in Arizona.
Yeah. How different?
You almost give the customer the option. Like,
yes.
You can have this game in snow if you want. You can have this game in on the moon.
Yes.
Potentially.
Now, how much again, this is Let's Get Stupid. How much stupider is that than later this season you will watch a game where Joe Burrow's body becomes Bart Simpson? That is happening in a game this year.
Yeah.
So
for those wondering, you don't have to watch that broadcast.
No.
There's the normal one.
There's an alt broadcast where, yes, they're going Simpsons. To turn the players into Simpsons characters as they play.
Yeah, while they're playing. And they did this last year with Toy Story.
Yeah. So what's dumber, that or the snowcast? Let me watch Lions, Vikings, and snow.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. it's not bad.
It's better than the Simpsons.
I would like that option afforded to me. Part of the charm, though, is you do get some crazy stuff on the field, right? Like the ball slipping and sliding. So, I kind of like my moon idea, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. You could change the setting to whatever you want.
Remember this game when Zoom is in first space. Started and this you game... could have like a different background on your Zoom than anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone would do all these crazy backgrounds. That's kind of like what this is.
You just,
I'm watching the game on the moon. Well, oh, I'm watching the game and it's in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I'm excited for this Simpsons broadcast. It'll show us the possibilities.
I mean, we have seen similar stuff before. Is it going to be better than the Toy Story one? The Toy Story one, remember, I think got...
I don't even remember the Toy Story one.
Okay, the Toy Story one was last year, I think. Toy Story one, I remember the controversy was that somebody got seriously injured, and the Toy Story broadcast had the little soldier characters from Toy Story, like, bring out a stretcher and then, like, carry the player off the field. Like...
Yeah.
Something. They had an animation for the guy with a broken leg laying on the field, like getting carried off by little toy soldiers.
It was Jaguars Falcons last year.
I'm watching.
Okay, yeah.
I'm watching clips of it now because I want to remember what it looked like. Because I get the impression that this game is going to look a lot different than that one.
Okay.
That game was all cartoon.
The alternate feed. Oh, I was under the assumption the Simpsons one was all Simpsons. You think they're changing back and forth? Like that's more like the Nickelodeon broadcast. Right? If you ever watched the Nickelodeon broadcast,
yeah.
It is the real game, and there are animations that make it, you know, kind of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the Toy Story one was just straight up like...
A cartoon.
It was a cartoon, yeah. You didn't watch that one last year?
I do remember watching some of it.
Okay.
I'm reading the details of the Simpson one. Okay, yeah. I want to see like a mock-up version of it.
To see if it's going to be like all cartoon.
It's an animated version. In the Springfield Stadium. Okay, so yeah, the whole thing will be a cartoon.
Okay, it's going to be like the Toy Story one.
It certainly looks like that, yeah.
Okay. Does that make you less excited for it?
I thought I was going to, the alternate feed was really going to be a regular NFL game with like occasionally the left tackle would be Mo Sislak. Like, that's what I thought I was getting on the broadcast.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be more like, they've done that with the Nickelodeon broadcast, where, like, one of them, the one time, Andy Reid got kidnapped by the crane on Nickelodeon. Like, it was the real broadcast, and then the crane dropped down and grabbed Andy Reid and took him, like, away.
Yeah.
You remember that?
And when, was it Mike McCarthy that had steam coming out of his ears?
Yes. Which was the fun, that's the funniest moment in any of these histories.
I thought we were getting one of those.
Okay.
I thought that, you know, Milhouse was going to break up a pass as a defensive back. That's what I thought. But you're just watching the game like, oh, look at this.
Right.
All right, the whole thing takes place as a cartoon. That's fine.
The whole thing's a cartoon.
Very good. That's fine. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, it's Football Friday. It's the bye week. Life's good as a Bills fan. Steelers lost yesterday. I think that is good. It takes one other team kind of, not out of the one seed race, but Pittsburgh is now...
They probably dropped significantly.
They're
right?
A distant third.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Steelers, put it this way, the Steelers' odds to win the division at the New York Times playoff machine are below Baltimore.
Okay.
They're 8-3, Baltimore 7-4. Pittsburgh's one seed odds or probability at New York Times playoff machine are 3%.
The division's got to be real close, though, right? It can't be Baltimore by much.
Baltimore 55, Steelers 44.
Okay.
Percent, New York Times, if you know. Trust that playoff machine. 803-0550, that probably factors in, you know, caliber of opponent, odds to win, games, blah, 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 all that stuff. Ravens in prime time this week. The Harbaugh Bowl. That's a good one, too. It's Football Friday. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call if you want. Chime in on anything we're talking about. Hanging out here on WGR.
The reality of it in this profession, especially as the season goes, you don't really know who's going to be up. And sometimes come Saturday, you're still trying to figure out who's going to be up on game day. And guys, either you're on a practice squad or you're inactive, just staying ready. And when their opportunity comes, making the most of it. It'll be exciting. Hopefully we get some guys back. But I'm confident with whoever we have available is going to be able to get the job done.
Joe Brady, bye week for the Bills. What does he tweet after a bye week? When they win, he tweets 1-0.
He should have 0-0. He should. Yeah, you should tweet.
If you're listening, Joe Brady, Monday morning, I want to see successful bye week or something. 0-0. I've got some stats on the Sabres for you I want to pass along. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. It's Football Friday. Sabres have a couple games coming up on this road trip. So this is kind of cool, I think. Last year's Sabres were 9-9-2 on Friday, November 24th.
Okay. So almost exactly the same record.
This year's Sabres sit here at 9-9-1.
So if they lose in overtime tonight, it's the same record.
Exact same record. And I've never done the math like this before on what happened last year. Last year, the Sabres missed the playoffs by 7 points.
Right. Okay.
Felt like they were out of it the whole way, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It was always, guys, if they put a 5-game win streak together, right, then they're back in it.
Right.
And they never did.
They missed the playoffs by 7 points in last year's NHL season. Last year, they were 7 points out on December 20th. So just to kind of show the horse race, they got a 7-point deficit on December 20th, and it stayed right there the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Which kind of drives home the importance of, I know we're freaking out about the Sabres every win, every loss. It feels like every loss is like, well, there goes the season. Just stay in it, and we will have a fun second half of the season as they try to make it. Last year, from 9-9-2 to 10-14-2, and it's over. And by the time it's December 20th, they're 14-17-3, and it's over. 7 points out, you finished 7 points out. It was a 4-game losing streak. It's kind of like... this team right now started off on a losing streak, and I wouldn't say like they're playing great, but they've avoided huge, huge, huge problems.
Yeah.
Every 3-game losing streak, they've met with a 3-game win streak. So just stick around. The East is bad.
Don't get behind.
Don't get behind. Don't dig a 7-point hole before New Year's and then finish 7 points out.
What would be nice is that you build a lead. You play from ahead, right? The whole, and that doesn't always have to work, by the way. Detroit played from ahead all last year. I'm just going to guess at this, but I felt like the Red Wings were in a playoff spot for 3 months last year.
And they missed on a tiebreaker.
Right. Because they went on a really long losing streak, and then they tried to dig out of it, and it was too late. But I just think it's going to be easier if you play from ahead all year on that.
We'll call that the stat of the day. Stat of the day. The Sabres were 7 points out on December 20th and finished 7 points out. So
they played at a pace with the playoff teams from Christmas on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the wild card teams, yeah. 803-0550. Ovechkin is out for a couple of weeks. He's going to miss one of the Sabres games.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Fractured fibula.
That's tough.
He was number one in the league in goals. Like, he was totally going to break the record. Now, is there no way? He'd have to jump right back into the pace he was on.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, beginning of next year.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
803-0550. It's Football Friday. We're chatting with you. If you want to give us a call, you can. On the state of the quarterback rankings, and just if there were a world number one ranking like there is in golf, would Mahomes be number one? Or would somebody else have that title right now? 803-0550 to join us on WGR.